Today in Washington, D.C. is the annual March for Life. It's the largest ongoing annual march in Washington, D.C., even though it's hardly ever reported on in the newspapers. I've been there many times, especially in my years at Penn State. People of all backgrounds, all ages, marching through the streets, celebrating human life, and demanding that there be some kind of protection for life in the womb and an end to legalized abortion in our country. We pray for all those marching today, and there's also local things happening in our area as well these next few days. We pray that the gospel of life might take root in a new way in our country. It might bring us to a new place of light and of truth. The very principle of all of our Catholic social teaching is always respect for every single human life. All of us have a dignity that is given to us by God that no one can take away, but all must honor. Jesus, when he sees this paralytic, he sees not just someone who is his handicap, his disability. He sees a child of God. He sees this man for who he really is in God's eyes, and he desires to heal him. And people are astounded. So much of respecting human life comes from just seeing the humanity of another person. Seeing the fullness of another person, whatever their age, their state, their condition. And we began at St. Rose recently our baby bottle drive run by the Knights of Columbus to support, I think this year, a imaging system, ultrasound system, so that expectant mothers can see the reality of what's happening inside of them. And even in the back of our church right now, we have a case filled with some models of human development in the womb to see even just a few weeks after conception, inside of that woman is a tiny baby taking shape, growing, but very, very human. Its own DNA, its own heartbeat, its own future and destiny, meant to live on this earth in love and in heaven and loved by God no matter what. Today, as we ask God to renew ourselves and our land with the gospel of life, we do this through the Eucharist. The Eucharist not only empowers us to serve the gospel of life and to see the humanity of others, but the Eucharist really teaches us how to do that. Think about it. When we come to Mass and this bread and wine is changed into the very body and blood of Christ, think about how we respond to the Lord on the altar. Consider how we kneel down in adoration before Christ. I think about how many times I bow before the Lord on the altar, genuflect before him. Think about how each host fully contains the whole presence of our Savior, and each individual part of that host we respect and venerate. Even at the end of Mass, when I go to the credence table and I purify the vessels, I make sure that no crumb is left to drop to the ground as if it were a piece of dust, as if it were a piece of garbage, but all of it is reverently consumed, taken into ourselves. That same care by which we come for the Eucharist, which we take care of the Eucharist, which we carry and give the Eucharist so reverently and carefully, also teaches us the exact same way we are to love and cherish and acknowledge one another with great care, great reverence, not forgetting who is in front of us, no matter their age, their background, their condition. Today, may the Eucharist teach all of us a new respect and love for the dignity of each human life, from conception until death. Amen.